Yeah, Kieran, a hectic ending to the game here in Carndonagh, and Mallon have come away with a win, 11 points to 10. They just levelled it up in the 65th minute after being behind for nearly 10 minutes. And then it was a point by Benny McLaughlin straight after that as they won the kick-out. McLaughlin sealed the win, and then Darrell Connor, who came on late for Buncrana, made a reappearance for them. He kicked a late wide for Buncrana, and referee Stephen Doherty signalled for full-time after that. Just to quickly go through a recap of the game, John Campbell got Buncrana going early on, but 2 points from Christy McLaughlin inside the first 10 minutes had Mallon ahead. Soon after that, then Dylan Mulholland's free leveled the game, but John Jared McLaughlin was played in by Matthew Byrne, and he took a quick turn and shot to put Mallon back ahead. Michael Byrne's men went 4-2 up then through Sean O'Neill's free, but Michael McLaughlin played a good one through with John Paul McKenna, and he brought it back to a 1 point game. Just after that, Paul McLaughlin was pulled down, and another three from Mallon allowed Sean O'Neill to restore the 2 point advantage. But and that was the 5-3 at half time. But there was a heavy wind in favour of Mallon when that first happened. And Grano would have probably been the happier going in at the break, just 2 points down. John Jeremy McLaughlin put the Mallon men 6-3 up, but as I said about that wind, it came in well favour for Grano, and they soon levelled the game up. 2 points from Peter McLaughlin, sandwiched in between was a Dylan Mulholland free, as it was 6 apiece. Then Peter McLaughlin near the 45, he put it over to make it 7-6 in favour of Buncrana before Zach Conlon, the Mallon goalkeeper, levelled the game again. Andrew Davison and another Conlon free from off the ground made it 8 points apiece before Owen McLean's 45, put Buncrana 9 points to 8 ahead on the 51st minute. Soon after that, Christy McLaughlin fired over after 2 goal chances for Josh Conlon, but both times great saves from Adam Harrigan to deny him, but Christy did level the game up to Mallon captain. And the 55th minute, it was Dylan Mulholland who has free, but Buncrana ahead at 10 points to 9, and they looked like they were going to hold on because every ball that Mallon put in was defended well between the 14 men that were back from Buncrana and the heavy wind that was keeping it from going over the crossbar. But just as Michael McLaughlin was given a black card, Mallon did have a man advantage coming into the last couple of minutes. And in the 65th minute, it was Terence Doherty, substitute, that levelled the game from the right. As the Buncrana kick-out came out, Mallon did win it, and Benny McLaughlin ran up the right. He swivelled inside and kicked it over with his left to a massive cheer from the Mallon men, who it was a tremendous comeback. It was just the 1 point they were behind, but it was a brilliant end to this game, and Mallon was safely through into the semi-finals.